Hey there! Welcome back to our show, the Pain Point Podcast, powered by Zoho CRM, the world's favorite CRM. You're listening to Akhilan, Product Marketing Associate and Sales Tech Evangelist for Zoho. Today, we're going to talk about customer feedback, because it is the season for listening. That's right, it's been a rough year, and we're all looking for personal connections, even if it's from a business. The race to become a brand that people love rather than live with has made customer experience a top priority. It's important for businesses to meet ever-evolving expectations. 73% of consumers say that customer experience influences their brand loyalty. You can't know what your customers think about or what they want unless you talk to them and get their feedback. But the real challenge is to get customers to open up. 51% of customers switch brands after just one bad experience, and 91% of unhappy customers switch without even complaining. That's a lot of customers to lose without knowing what went wrong. So businesses can't afford to take the customer feedback that they do get for granted. Feedback is more than just responses from forms, surveys. It includes emails, support calls, online reviews, forum discussions, social media mentions, and more. Any conversation that you have with a customer has an opportunity to take a feedback in it. So, let's explore the 5 ways you can sow your customer feedback to reap the best results. Number 1. Showcase your feedback. Feature customer testimonials, ratings, and awards on your website, social media pages, newsletters, and other touchpoints in your customer's journey. This is a fairly straightforward strategy, but some brands have struck gold by making slight changes to how they use feedback. We've associated 5-star ratings with hotels until the 1990s, when eBay started to use them for sellers. However, years later, Amazon became a trendsetter by asking, "Was this review helpful?" Rating helps remove fraudulent and unreliable reviews. Since 92% of consumers read reviews as a part of their purchasing decision, it's important that they're authentic and unbiased. A company with no negative reviews arouses suspicion, and awareness of product limitations attracts more revenue-generating leads. Identify your interactive customers and include one open-ended question per survey to solicit a response that you can show off. Number 2. Measure customer satisfaction. It can be difficult to motivate customers to respond to surveys. Make sure you time this request at the right stage in the sales cycle. For example, a positive phone call can be followed up by a request to fill in a survey. But making the same request to a frustrated customer will make things worse. Negative feedback requires a quick and efficient resolution of the issue. Then you're much more likely to get a favorable review after that. CSAT surveys focus on gauging how satisfied customers are with the specific aspects of a product or service. You can use them to analyze the perception of recent changes or when you are branching out into a new market. The CSAT helps businesses take immediate corrective actions so that customers enjoy a seamless experience. Number 3. Turn happy customers into advocates. Keeping your customers happy is extremely profitable. According to Harvard Business School, increasing customer retention by 5% can increase your profits by 25 to 95%. Since CSAT surveys can only test specific elements of a customer's experience, you don't know whether he or she may change their mind later in the cycle. You also can't expect customers to take surveys at every stage. 65% of adults expect companies to value their time as the most important factor in a good purchasing experience. So, how do you make your product worth their while? You first need to let them know you're listening. Once they feel heard, you can incentivize them to make a purchase. Start small with thank you notes, freebies, and discounts. Empower customers with social media hashtags to make the sharing process personal, easy, and quick. Number 4. Develop your offering. People who actually use your product or service may come up with game-changing suggestions and insights from the real world that seasoned product managers and engineers may never arrive at. Involve loyal customers in focused discussions about improving existing features and services. Direct these conversations with open-ended questions to discover a customer's perception of your brand and your niche. And finally, motivate your team. Customer feedback is evidence of how successful your team's efforts are. The way you choose to share this with the team can affect their performance. Great customer experience starts with the experiences you provide to your team. Thanks to LinkedIn, the professional identities of brands and employees impact customer experience. Unpopular moves by brands directly affect their image and sales. Hence, satisfied employees are an important foundation for great customer experience. CX is an ongoing project, not a finite set of goals. Make it a priority to encourage organic inclusion of feedback into decision-making to set effective customer experience goals. Consumers are vigilant. They are aware that brands who truly listen are the ones who utilize their feedback and deliver on their promises. Also, heads up, bonus point. If you're interested in learning how customer experience strategies have changed post the pandemic, then Zoho CRM has something for you. It's about handling customer experience challenges for a new workforce. A webinar hosted by Ricky Takrar, Technical Solutions Consultant for Zoho, with a special guest, Reza Kamran, Senior Director, Product Marketing at Intermedia. I'll leave the registration link in the description below. It's on Wednesday, by the way. And cut. That's our show. I hope you found something useful to take away. If you like what you listened to, be sure to check out the rest of our show for more content on sales and business ideas in bite-sized content. If you have any feedback, write to us at ppp@zohocorp.com and we'll get back to you right away. Until next week, this is Akhilan signing off. This is the Pain Point Podcast, powered by Zoho CRM, the world's favorite CRM.